Welcome to the Benchmark Weekly Government Law Review.
On Friday, the 19th of April, 2024, Lau and Marilla Estate Proprietary Limited, Tasmanian Civil and Administrative Tribunal. Museum was committing sex discrimination by making a particular exhibition only available to women. Miller and Minister for Immigration, Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs and Anor, High Court of Australia. Failing to comply with Section 29, Subsection 1, Paragraph C of the Administrative Appeals Tribunal Act 1975, Commonwealth, by not including a statement of the reasons for an application, does not mean that the tribunal's jurisdiction is not engaged. Right and State of New South Wales, Court of Appeal of New South Wales. A medical assessor under the Workers' Compensation Act 1987, New South Wales, should have given effect to an estoppel arising from an earlier arbitration between the parties. Goadsby and Oars and Harness Racing, New South Wales and Oars. Supreme Court of New South Wales. Courts declined to make orders restraining Harness Racing New South Wales from imposing a penalty for failure to comply with a direction to produce mobile phones, where the plaintiff claimed there was material on the phones protected by legal professional privilege. Brown and State of Victoria. Supreme Court of Victoria. Litigation alleging police torts against protesters. Claim for public interest immunity upheld over documents relevant to police tactics in response to protests. Noble Vic Proprietary Limited and Slaven and Oars, Supreme Court of Victoria. Medical panel had denied procedural fairness to an employer by not giving an opportunity to lead new material and make new submissions when a new issue arose during examination of the injured worker by the panel. Hove and University of Western Australia, Court of Appeal of Western Australia. University prevented dental student from re-enrolling in units after the health service excluded him from clinical placement. Judicial review application successful against university and unsuccessful against health service, but the court noted the health service may find it prudent to afford procedural fairness when deciding whether to maintain its exclusion. Yol and Oars and Taz Racing Proprietary Limited, Supreme Court of Tasmania. Warning off notices issued by Taz Racing to four licensed persons found by a report to have engaged in misconduct were valid.
Thank you for listening.